Thank you for listening to the Impact Leaders Podcast, featuring leaders in sustainable and impact investment, sharing their stories, experiences, and advice to increase awareness and highlight best practices in order to help us transition more capital into the industry faster. I am grateful that you're choosing to invest your time to listen to our guests, since I know that you're going to feel encouraged and inspired. I am JP Dalman, founder and CEO of ILM Partners, and we're the proud sponsors of the podcast. ILM Partners is an advisory and soon-to-launch multi-asset management firm targeting to acquire and scale investment funds focused on sustainability and impact, one of the fastest-growing areas of investment management globally, enabling investors to generate returns with confidence whilst having a net positive impact in the world. Our mission is to facilitate and accelerate the transition of $5 billion of capital to sustainable impact investing in the next 5 years. If you would like to explore the opportunity of working together, email contact@ilmpartners.com for an introductory and confidential conversation. Your support means everything to us, since it's what really keeps us going. So make sure you share our work with someone that will benefit from it. Please remember to subscribe to get the notifications and check the notes from each episode. We hope you enjoy today's special conversation.
Hello, JP. Thank you so much for agreeing to be interviewed. I'm really excited and honored to have you here. And I can't wait to hear more about your thoughts on impact leadership. I think the folks in our membership program are going to get so much out of today's session. So I'm really looking forward to it. So I'm going to introduce you. And I'm honored to have met JP through Clubhouse. And I do feel like we've become friends. I really respect what he does. He is an award-nominated sustainable and impact investing advisor, champion, thought leader with over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry as a banking executive and advisor at major institutions such as HSBC, RBS, and PwC. He is the CEO of ILM Partners on a mission to create profit and impact, advising executives and companies working mainly with value-aligned investment managers and global leaders to help them transition into and scale sustainable impact and investing. And guys, I am going to be reading the entire bio because he's done such amazing things and he's doing such amazing things that...
We should stop now. We should...
No. There's more. He's also the host of the renowned Impact Leaders podcast. So definitely check it out, featuring some of the best investors in the world and leaders focusing on sustainable and impact investment and performance with purpose, supporting companies that are solving the world's biggest challenges. He recently launched the Impact Leaders program, inspired by his clients and the need of many to get the support they need to become a magnet of the right opportunities. JP supports various initiatives to raise awareness about the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, which I'm sure most of you are familiar with, including the Impact Founders Community, which he co-founded, and Fast Forward 2030, where he is a board member. He is also an author and a contributor on Forbes.com and participates as host and panelist at relevant events, partnering with key figures and major organizations to share best practices and inspire others to push the important agenda of sustainable finance. Wow, you are doing some fantastic things. It's true. It's true. Yeah. And he is also extremely humble, by the way, but he is very inspirational, at least in the conversations that I've had with him and the interaction. So thank you so much, JP, for joining me and for joining us. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Anka. Thank you for doing what you're doing as well, you know.
So can you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming an impact leader? Because I think our listeners want to know, how did you get where you are from where you were?
Yes. So, well, interesting enough, well, we may mention the word Clubhouse a couple of times here, as we did meet there. And it has been, you know, just saying before we started, it has been quite instrumental, right, in many things that we are doing. But we were in the room, I think, last week, right, talking about values in the one of the values club and about careers, right? And I kind of touched on the story there. And it's obviously, you know, I think it's over 20 or more years now on my career. And there have been, let's say, you know, pivotal moments, many moments that I didn't realize where this was going. So it was interesting at the time, you know, how you couldn't see. And then, you know, kind of it all came together more and more as the last years kind of passed. But if I had, in terms of, you know, what I'm doing right now with all the combination of the things that you said, you know, everything around founding ILM Partners, you know, the impact leaders, you know, actually as a brand now, which is developed, there's kind of a combination of points, you know, and let me start maybe by that. So it was all a bit around the entrepreneurial side, you could say. You know, I was kind of testing and trying new things all throughout my career, building a little bit of testing concepts, ideas. You know, I was, you know, being driven by so many kind of desires and wants, you know, to do something good or to actually do something productive maybe first. And then it was started just the values part, you know, started to kick in as you, I think you get maybe, I don't know if it happens to everyone, but, you know, it definitely tends to happen in different ways to different people and different ages in terms of your different crises, right? Definitely there was a part where I started looking at my values, you know, looking at what I was doing and what was making me feel kind of, let's say, happy. And then understanding how, you know, I could start having an impact on people. I think that was the first thing.
Yes.
I think, yes. I very briefly mentioned to you, you know, there was a part where obviously I was, as a career training, you know, a financial auditor, an investment banker, and part of executive management teams, you know, at global banks. But then there was something around just people. So just trying to work with people and help people, something about trying to help deliver what we were trying to deliver. So trying to influence people and inspire people. So there was one part was that. So there was, you know, I think I mentioned to you, I published that first book called Life Transformation. And then as I was doing that, I started realizing that what we were doing in some of the roles and some of the banks, you know, and some of the products and some of the sectors that we were supporting, you know, were not really aligned to what I thought was not the best thing we could do. And obviously in parallel, you know, without me knowing as much, there was a whole movement happening. You know, people talk about ESG, but there's a lot more other things happening, you know, in parallel. Like we were talking, I think, about with you yesterday about Triple Bottom Line and John Elkington. And then, you know, now people that, you know, like John, that have been doing this for like many, many, many decades, right? And then there was a part where I personally woke up, and then with that curiosity and intention to go and understand, okay, what else is there? What else is happening? You know, what is the best as well out there? You know, I kind of held myself always striving for more and better. I started, you know, basically connecting with everyone and anyone that was doing the best in the world, right?
And then
I launched ILM Partners. You know, the podcast was maybe before, after, in between.
Sometimes it just happens kind of seamlessly. It just flows in and out, right?
Yes, because it's interesting. And like maybe, you know, I always talk about, you know, I mentioned to you, I just put together a short paper to talk about, you know, the six reasons why you don't create the profit and the impact that you want, right? Because I realized there are these different parts. There's one which is, you know, people struggle with the amount of information, right? That's the big one. Like the people don't know what is impact, what is sustainability. You know, I think you on your different programs, you know, you have a lot of those building blocks, right? And so that's kind of the first part, and you know, all things keep evolving as well, right? So I think I told you that we had Triple Bottom Line, but when actually John Elkington pulled it out and he, you know, pulled it back, then he now published, you know, Green Swans. That's what I talk about all the time, you know, the evolution as well of humans and how we are seeing the world is changing as fast as everything is changing, which is, I'm definitely an optimist, and I strive to find that, you know, in the world and in people, you know. So whenever you are with me or around me, you know, you'll see that. And in Clubhouse, we can see, you know, there are people that are critical people, people that are troublemakers, and people that are, you know, very positive, you know, and people that are kind of solutions focused and commercial like me, right? So yeah, sorry, I'm digressing a little bit.
I do have to say one thing, and I have to interrupt you. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, but one of the things that I really appreciate when kind of in Clubhouse and kind of what I've seen about you and what I think is so important in the quality of leaders is listening, right? Really listening and asking questions and asking good questions and being curious about why that person is coming from a certain perspective, because that's really important. I mean, sometimes you might not agree with what they're saying, but that doesn't mean that you can't respectfully find out more or have a conversation. So I had to throw that in there.
Yes, yes. And it is, it's interesting how you mentioned about being humble, but the one thing that I realized that over the years, you start developing this different understanding. And again, as I say, you know, and that's why I like also the fact that you're looking at, I think you're doing this for your inner circle group, right? The fact that you're surrounding yourself with people really helps you develop and sometimes observe some of these skills. You know, sometimes actually you get advice. Sometimes, you know, I also, if you're lucky enough, you know, sometimes you have these little moments where you realize. So definitely, I think I talk about, you know, the power of a question, right? So I think there are not enough books about the questions. That's another book where we should write, you know.
Yeah.
and I always like, you know, one of my coaches, you know, says, what is it? The quality of your answers is, it depends on the quality of your questions, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Actually, I don't think it's his phrase, maybe it's Jim Rohn's phrase, maybe, but it's Tony Robbins talks about this a lot, right? And yeah, and giving people, and I can talk all day, right? So, and I appreciate that you are letting me talk now.
Yeah, of course.
But normally I learn that, you know, obviously you learn a lot more by listening and asking questions. And that's one part. And then the other skill perhaps is this point about being able to, and this is a tough one, right? This is a challenging one. Well, this is much bigger, be comfortable being uncomfortable, but then being able to have that conversation and that debate and trying to understand where people are coming from, which, you know, is again, is many skills in one, I think. There's a bit of negotiation skills. There's a bit of influencing skills, you know. So I can actually break it down in my brain because I've been trained in so many different levels by so many people that I have that understanding and awareness, right? But that's also a bit why I'm doing what I'm doing in terms of passing all of that knowledge, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are the skills that you see would be needed to be an impact leader? Because I think we've started talking about that. So I thought I'd throw in that question now. You know, we kind of have respectful conversations, ask the right questions, listen, obviously have the knowledge around the topic that you're focused on. I mean, that's kind of goes without saying, right? But what else? From what you've done, what you've seen, you embody it. So that's why I love having this conversation. So,
yes. And I think maybe I'll start with one point, which is that you just mentioned, which I think is very important for anyone is listening to this and that is in the process of learning. I don't think you have to have definitely all the answers. You know, that's one of the biggest things that I overcame as I got a bit older, which is, you know, realizing that I know so little. And no matter how much I study, you know, and I try to get everything, you know, you can only have certain level, right?
Well, and I think being aware of that is, it's a skill, right? It's being aware that you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know. And there's a lot of things that you're going to learn, but you still are not going to be, have a kind of overall universal perspective, I should say.
Yeah. And I have a pending post on Instagram, which is about this kind of how much we know, how much we don't know, you know, but what we don't know is huge. Yeah. And that's why I rely a lot on others, right? I've learned as well that to try to like be able to tap on experts, right? And by the way, ILA and partners, the partners part is when a bit of like that epiphany about there's so many incredible people in this sector that have been doing it for so many years. But I can open the doors for them because they don't get invited to the tables I get invited to, you know, in a way. So, and then we become into like inclusion at other levels, right? But that having that access, you know, is one of the challenges as well. Everyone has, you know, to be able to create that impact, right? So, yes. And then definitely you mentioned, right? So that self-awareness, which means so many things to so many people, right? In terms of what you know, and what you don't know, and or what you're good at, what you're not good at.
Yes.
You know, what are your skills, your strengths? You know, what can you leverage? You know, in my case, you know, obviously my career in financial services, my network, and then I realized, okay, you know, that's a skill, right? So some people sometimes call me, I don't think I am, by the way, but you know, one friend started with calling me like, oh, JP, you are a super connector. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I do like connecting people. And then more recently I've been, another great friend told me like, oh, you are a bridge builder, which I like that one a bit, like, you know, just between, and there's so many ways to do this as well, right? So
I think the understanding that it is something that where we support each other, and the more people we get on board, the more we can grow this impact, right? We all have different skills, different personalities, different perspectives that we bring to the table, and we're going to be good at different things, and that's okay. So it's not competitive, right? And that's something I think with sustainability. And I think I look at, you know, with this, for those individuals in this membership program who are looking at sustainability within their organization, they may have found other people within their organization who want to implement a project. And that's fantastic. Like, work together, collaborate, grow it, because we can only win by working together and supporting each other, I think. So I had to throw that one in.
No, totally, totally. That's part of this, you know, 1+1=3, right? So definitely. Yeah. And that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what are your thoughts on how can you make a difference or be an impact leader within an organization? Let's say you're kind of at a more junior level. I mean, you personally have built your career, you build up the skills in kind of the finance and investing and banking sector, and then transitioned over. I think it sounds like, you know, there are a lot of different factors that were involved in that in terms of kind of what was your passion and what was a calling to you, and then maybe the people that you encountered and the partnerships that you made, I don't know. But I'm curious kind of if what advice would you have to someone who is just starting out and wants to be an impact leader within their organization or within their community? Doesn't have to be within their organization, but.
So many things. So sorry, by all means, start by listening to my podcast. That's what I'll say. First of all, you know, the Impact Leaders podcast, in terms of, and so that people understand, I always say that I need to do a tutorial just on this. But the podcast is about, I interview some of the best investors in the world. So it looks at that from a almost like an asset class spectrum of capital perspective. So you can have somebody do a foundation like UBS Optimal Foundation to, you know, a mega, you know, the biggest publicly listed investment management firm, right? Managing billions. So that would be, I would say people like have a look at that to see what the world of investing is doing, right? Because that's what's driving, you know, funding the solutions, right? That's maybe like a stopping and also like a bit of a plug.
And let me interrupt you, just say for those of you who are part of the membership program, I'm going to be including links for that. So make sure to look for the link to the podcast and to the link to more info to learn more and maybe get JP's book, find him on Forbes.com, all those things. Okay.
And that's it. No, that's good. That, by the way, I have lots of quick links. So that one is bit.ly, so bit.ly/impactleaders, capital I, capital L, and you should get it. But then the next point you mentioned, reading, right? So I was going to start with reading, but you know, people learn in different ways. I always say, and I've learned that over time, right? So I like audio. So I like audiobooks and podcasts, you know, as much hard copy. But if you're going to read the articles on Forbes, definitely that's kind of step one to understand what is impact investing, for example, right? Or who's been doing what. And again, I'm coming from an investment perspective, but like the same, I always say to people, you know, kind of another phrase from Jim Rohn, success leaves clues. So you can find if you are interested in non-for-profit or if you're interested on food or water, there must be another, you know, JP out there doing something similar, right? So you can get all of that. You can jump, you know, years, you know, just by listening to some of these people and reading some of these books, right? And then I always say to people, just take a project, right, of any kind, so that you can practice as you learn, if you know what I mean. And then this is, we can talk about this length, but having this yes attitude to some things, you know, to try to just go and test and try and see if you like it, and without the fear of looking bad or pulling out, or people tend to like stop themselves in their tracks before they even try.
You know what? I was one of those people, I got to tell you. And in the Green Change Leaders program, I think I may have mentioned the online program for kind of to support individuals within organizations. One of the first module is growth versus fixed mindset and kind of how to get past that, because a lot of us are, that's the way we learn. And there's nothing wrong with, I'm not saying my parents did it wrong. It's that kind of, there's no awareness of another way of being, at least from where I was coming from. And I think from a lot of people, it's like all of a sudden I realized, oh, wow, I could think differently and I could be conscious of my thoughts, and that can help change my behavior, and that can change my life. That's a big aha. Now, implementing it takes more time, right? But but yeah, so the growth versus, well, I'm a reformed perfectionist, and I always say that, and I'm very much a type A personality, and yeah.
And funny enough, you know, because the second reason I wrote, you know, why people don't create this profit and impact is because of this lack of foundation, you know, the right foundation. I'm basically doing a growth mindset module is part of this foundation. And it's fascinating how, I think maybe I mentioned in a different way before, but I go deep. I realize something I like, I go deep. So I started going deep on neuroscience, you know, trying to understand human behavior, right?
Yeah.
But, and by the way, so if I have to break it down, you know, growth mindset is one of the building blocks. Mm-hmm. So you have to get this foundation. So that's why I think, again, I can talk at length about so many different foundations, but definitely that growth one is one which is key, which then allows you to be able to test, to be able to accept failure, which in itself is not bad at all. But, you know, I was listening to a guru the other day saying, you know, the concept of, even like at school, right? The concept is that you have to be the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
One.
Yes.
But everyone has to be the top, but only one can be at the top. So what about the other 30, 40 kids?
Yeah.
So that somebody said they're losers, right? And it's fascinating to realize. I was speaking at a conference last week and there was a game in the break. Mm-hmm. And now for a second, I thought they should give the prize to the number 20. You know,
ooh,
for a change.
Interesting, then, yeah.
No, I never actually seen it, you know, because then what happened is that everyone has to try their best.
Yeah.
But nobody can work out who's going to end up 20, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it happens to be that because you just go, I was thinking about this yesterday. Okay. So whomever is 20, could be anyone. It's going to be a bit of like a draw, but everyone tried their best. So everyone tried their best effort, right? So the one that is first, try as hard as the one that's 20.
I love that. You know, I love that. Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. I've never heard anyone talking about it before. So I'm
going to
propose on some of the game gamification next time.
Yeah. Because the reality is, if you're trying as hard as you can, you might not have the skill set of the other person, right? You might not be good, let's say in school, you might not be good at taking tests. Yeah. That doesn't mean that you're not intelligent. I really do believe that everyone is good at something, that they have innate talent, and finding that, to me, part of the one of life's journeys, and developing that and kind of following your intuition and your heart around that is great. I mean, it's a journey, right?
Yeah.
It's always changing.
And I think if I relate with the other two I mentioned, so you know about the clarity, so the amount of information we have, right? So I tell people always try to understand the concept. In this case, for me, sustainable impact investing. I think you look at sustainability more broader, but you can look at it in your sector, in your areas of interest, right? You can look at these foundations, you know, to understand then also, most importantly, the third point that I talk about having this, because you start developing this vision.
Yeah.
And you start understanding this kind of what your message is.
Yeah.
You know, and you can then start creating your own message, you know, like now after years, you know, I think that this year is like, I'm so, so clear about, you know, what is my message, what is my vision, what is, but with foundations, right? And you can explain. And you mentioned before, you can be in a room and you can agree, disagree with people, but you can stand there and say, you know, why this is what you do and why it's important for you. And that there's another skill, you know, which is tremendous, that one, which goes beyond debate and discuss, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think to me, it's not just confidence, it's a knowing. It's almost a visceral being okay, knowing who you are and being okay if people don't agree with you or think, oh, well, you're crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I actually think of a story that I read about Ray Anderson, the CEO of Interface. When he started out and he decided that sustainability was what Interface was going to focus on, people literally thought that he was crazy. Like they literally, I think his CFO, one of their major investors pulled out. His CFO thought that he had gone around the bend, quote unquote. And he basically explained as a leader, I need to go around the bend because I need to know what's there and I need to have a longer term vision. You know, it's just sometimes you stand by what you believe in. It may be something new to you, but you stand by it, you know, and.
And maybe I'd like to potentially ask you some questions, right? Because I'm sure you can share so many things about how you saw your vision developing. You know, you mentioned a couple of times when we were in some conversations, you know, how you've been, I don't know if you used the word lucky, you know, but I think you said lucky about founding your company, you know, 15 years or so ago. So a couple of things that come to mind when you mention that example, right? So first of all, I take advantage to say to people that I'm a Christian. So my trust and confidence and everything now, by the way, and it's only really, I've been a Catholic forever, you know, since born, but really kind of newborn Christian for a couple of years. And I've woken up to understanding that nothing kind of comes from me. And for somebody that doesn't believe, you know, and I come across a lot of people, all I say to people is like just understanding the concept, you know, that there is something beyond you that just by your own strength and your own belief, call it ego, call it whatever, it is super hard, you know. And even like the most successful people that are not believers, you know, they tend to be pretty spiritual, you will find, you know, in terms of, you know, how they come to understand that there is something beyond. So I just wanted to like mention that. So,
Because it's funny because sometimes I'll use the word lucky, sometimes I use the word blessed, depending on, but really, I mean, it's, yeah, I agree. I think there's definitely something that is so much bigger out there and we're connected to it and we are supported, call it God, call it divine presence, call it the universe, whatever it is, in whatever religion, but
But then the second thing is about, you know, and I truly understand, you know, and I want to share this with people. So once you start creating that vision, so, you know, I have a vision now that I'm going to, you know, I'm fundraising, you know, to launch an investment management firm. And I'm trying, you know, I ideated this proposition that we're going to go and buy existing investment funds. You know, we're going to put it all under, you know, ILA funds investment management, and we're going to create the framework. And it's a dream, right?
Yeah.
But I get it that I have to have that vision and then it's out there. But it's unless I create that vision and unless I'm, you know, I put it out there and I try to take the steps towards it, you know, in this case, you know, again, in my case, I do everything I can and God will carry me and it will happen if he wants, right? But I can do as much as I can. I can only do as much as I can, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think what leaders, you know, and that's what I get inspired by a lot of the leaders I know as well and I meet and I, or even advise me. So it's that conviction, right? So that's why I thought that those two points are quite interesting. You know, once you have that trust, that hope, that confidence beyond, you know, you just do everything you can. But it pulls you, right? It pulls you. That's another thing. Yeah. So that's why I think.
Go ahead.
It's fine. So actually today you mentioned the Impact Leaders Program, right? So we're going through the different stages to try to help these amazing leaders I'm working with, because I know I've been there, you know, and I know where most people are, you know, because we're all pretty similar in the end, right? But helping them through these, and even today, you know, like you realize that most people don't even have a personal plan, you know, even... let alone a vision, right? So if you don't have a vision, then it's very, very hard to, and they don't understand, you know, what they stand for. And so they're confused, right? So it's quite something. So again, that's why I'm very appreciative of what you do, right? Because you're helping people get that clarity, right?
Yeah. So can you tell us a little bit about the Impact Leaders Program?
Yes. Yes. So it's very, very interesting, you know, it's one of those things, you know, I never... had to be honest, it was kind of something that I thought about and came in different ideas before, but not to the point that it was so, so necessary right now. And I think, again, I mentioned with you with Clubhouse and some of my clients, right? So I realized that I kept getting people coming to me, asking me for all these same, very similar questions, right? So how do I do this? You know, why we're not, you know, why we're not succeeding with the fundraise, the launch of the investment fund, or, you know, why is it taking so long? There's people come in and ask me for help them fundraising their companies, right? Not only investment managers, but actual companies, right? And when you talk to them, you start realizing very quickly why they're not being successful, right? Mm. And you can observe, you know, and there's very similar trends which are very kind of humane, and then there are very similar trends that apply to, you know, what we're trying to do in this case, let's say sustainable and impact investing, right?
Yeah.
And so when I realized that, you know, I realized, okay, I need to do something. So I cannot help everyone, right? So I need to do something. We talked about this, you know, on another call, right? I need to do something so that I can help more people, right? At the scale.
Yep.
And I can actually leave even my mission to have impact, you know, and all of the moment I had that epiphany, like I can have a lot of impact through helping them, right? Because, you know, if I help, and obviously I have my own goals as well and my own SDGs, you know, I really care about SDG 1, no poverty, right? I really care, but then I really focus on SDG 4, education, you know, because I believe that through education, we can push a lot of the others. And then I realized, okay, I can launch the program so that we can scale these, we can put it out there, you know, even inspired by you, you know, Anka, you know, looking at your program, how you put it all together, you know, as well. So I think I should can tell people, you know, when I look at your, we met through Clubhouse, you send me the information, you know, I checked it out and I thought, oh, that's interesting. So I got also part of my inspiration is you. So thanks.
Thank you.
Which again goes to my kind of role modeling point that I talk about sometimes, you know, there's people next to you, above you, below you, you know, that you can see how they're doing. And then you can just try to replicate as well. And in this case, you know, that we have so much to do that there's nothing wrong about it. And you should ask people for help. Sorry, I'm digressing, but basically, and then I thought, okay, I launched the program to basically help as many people as possible to help them, you know, get from A to B much, much faster. You know, what took me potentially now, I was trying, you know, sometimes it's hard to admit it, you know, the time it takes sometimes some things, but let's say it's funny, right? Because it's only, depends on how you want to look at it. You know, I look at it and it's maybe a 7 years process that's taking to, let's say, launch the program. When I looked at it, because there's so many other building blocks that were taking place that I realized, you know, like my book that I mentioned before, that then I say, oh, I can actually use that, you know, because that will help them for this part and that part. But then you realize that, you know, it takes maybe sometimes when you observe, you know, it takes about 10 years, you know, to create something at times. Even like the largest companies, when you look at their cycles or how they grew and scale into 10 years, you see the mega companies, you know, really taking shape, right? So yeah, so I decided to do that, you know, in able to be able to, like, part of it is very personal, so we have these kind of accountability sessions, you know. Part of it is, so I call it the impact diamond, right? So it's kind of awareness, which goes through education, kind of action, which is about, you know, again, getting hold of understanding all of these components and foundations, and then the plan, and then in accountability, right? Which the other part, you know, and I always talk, and I think it's the first time that I say on the recorded session, which is, I don't know if you noticed, but now you realize I tend to use the diamond and the world in most of my rooms and Clubhouse because it's a global approach. I'm trying to help as many people as can around the world with a bit of a focus on LATAM, giving some of my intentions, my background. But then I also use the diamond because I believe that we are all a diamond in the making, I say, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I joke at times, you know, some of us are charcoal, you know, and some of us are, like, you know, quite pretty and shiny, right? But you always, there's two things that I like about the analogy, you know, so diamonds are built under pressure, right?
Yeah.
And that's the thing that people don't get, like all of this that we do is super uncomfortable all the time, you know, because we're always learning, we're always growing, right? And people think that, you know, it's just all going to be nice and rosy, but it's not. And then you always need to polish it. Right. You always need to keep pushing, right? So, and my reading of the day was about the goal and keep growing and keep learning. It just never stops. And that's the beauty of life, you know, like, just, sorry, I'm getting deep now, but that's the beauty of life. And so then again, so that's the point about the program, right? So these three core areas to make you this, create you into this. And this is where the kicker comes in, right? So is you're an impact diamond, an impact leader, right? You're a diamond, right? And you're a magnet of opportunities now.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're shining, so the things are going to just come to you rather than you chasing. And that's what I am trying to help people, you know, basically sharing with people, so that, and that could mean many things to many people, but even the fact that you are inviting me to come and join you and have this conversation, you know, is the actual result speaking for itself, right? So you are coming and inviting me, right? So like this, I can use, you know, so many other examples, but I think that is the most relevant. So,
yeah. Well, thank you for everything that you do, because I think it's really helping. It's supporting, it's helping individuals grow, let alone giving them opportunities that they may not otherwise have had to think differently, to grow as a person, to grow a business. So really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it myself. Thank you. You know, it's very nice. It's nice when you get to a point where kind of you can do something like this, right? You've been doing it for quite some time now, right? So it's nice. It's nice and definitely possible. But again, you just need to maybe just to close, you know, that's another, like maybe, yes, definitely to close, you know. So again, congratulations to anyone that is watching for having joined, by investing in yourself. It has to be part of your plan and this kind of budget, right? Which again, nobody tells you about. One of my, in my model, you know, in the book, I talk about financial intelligence, which nobody talks about. And even that, you know, relates to that, you know, you can be even a mathematician and an investment banker, and you still be pretty, pretty poor in terms of your financial intelligence. And building a spiral budget, you know, investment in yourself is not even underrated. It's not even in the map most of the time, you know.
Yeah.
So I salute anyone in the inner circle, you know, and the green leaders in the circle. So,
I mean, I think to that point, we learn that we go to school, and then after that, we're done with educating ourselves and learning. And same thing with finances. We don't get, I mean, that's one thing that one of my many, I think, concerns, I should say, with the current educational system is that the financial education isn't there. The kind of the whole person, the learning to think, but that's another, we'll talk about that another time. Maybe that's a clubhouse.
But maybe, you know, like I've just had a bit of a, again, and because I am, you know, in this really nice situation right now, spiritually, right? But I'm thinking, I'm coming to understand that society, we're going to keep evolving, right? And eventually, you know, I think it will come a point where we'll start changing systemically and education system, et cetera. But we're still obviously not ready, right? And part of the beauty of life is this process and this struggle. And then maybe to close it, you know, and in terms of, it's unfortunate, it's the way it is. You know, it's, the way we grow is through being uncomfortable, feeling pain, you know, struggling. So once we sort it out, we're going to find something else. You know, so it's that. And again, so maybe just to close, it's just, you know, in kind of don't get frustrated, you know, enjoy the process, get the right tools, hang out with the right people, join the right groups, and it will all work out.
I love that. That is a perfect closing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Anka.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Impact Leaders. Impact Leaders is brought to you by ILA and partners. Please connect with us to work together in the transition of capital into sustainable and impact investing.